USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're learning more about the gunman who killed a dozen people, mostly co-workers, in Virginia Beach. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
The gunman in the shooting massacre that left 12 people dead and others injured in a Virginia Beach City building where he worked had submitted his letter of resignation hours before the shooting. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hatchin says that despite him being in good standing.
He notified his chain of command that morning.
The morning, Friday?
Yes.
And he listened or by email?
My understanding is he did that via email.
He was not forced to resign?
Negative.
Was the resignation over a position that he was applying for and did not get?
Not to my knowledge.
He had worked as an engineer for the city. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A delegation from Mexico is heading to Washington this week after President Trump called for more tariffs. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CBS's Face the Nation that he doubts the president will follow through on the threat.
I don't think the president's going to impose these tariffs. My experience with the president is he's a very smart man. I wouldn't call him risk averse. He's been known to play with fire, but not live hand grenades. And if he slaps a 25% tariff on Mexico, it's going to tank the American economy. And I think the president knows that, and I don't think he'll do it.
The FAA says there's a new problem involving Boeing's grounded 737 MAX planes, as well as its NG aircraft. The agency says hundreds of the airplanes may have improperly made slap tracks. The FAA says it's requiring the parts to be quickly replaced and the planes verified. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man tried to grab the microphone from a Democratic White House hopeful at a Saturday evening event in San Francisco. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
A man named Aiden Cook storming the stage at the so-called Big Ideas Forum in San Francisco as presidential hopeful Kamala Harris was speaking. He said he wanted to ask for the California Democrats' attention on, quote, a much bigger idea.
Thank you so much, sir, for your big idea. But we want to make sure that we are able to get through this. Okay, it's okay, folks. It's okay. People have their own big ideas.
After he was hustled from the stage, an animal rights group said he was there to call on Harris to, quote, support ordinary citizens rescuing animals rather than the factory farms that abuse them.
Bloomberg is reporting that Apple is planning to end iTunes. It's the way that Apple users listen to music and podcasts, as well as movies and TV shows. CNET's Ian Schur explains.
This marks kind of an end of an era and kind of a validation that Apple has moved past this period that really made it the household name that it is today. Now we're going to move into the future where we don't live with iTunes anymore.
Apple says there is new technology on the way, a trio of apps to replace iTunes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.